This is Today in Pickleball, presented by Forward. I'm Marcus.
And I'm Jordan. Friday, March 13th. Here's what you need to know.
You're obsessing over the wrong thing. While players spend hundreds on paddles, they're ignoring what's literally under their feet. Our top story today, court surface science. And here's the reality check. Your paddle choice doesn't matter if you're playing wrong for the surface you're on.
This is something I see all the time, Marcus. Players will research paddle weights down to the gram, but they have no idea if they're playing on concrete, asphalt, or a cushioned surface.
And surface type affects three critical things: ball bounce characteristics, your movement patterns, and injury risk. Way more impact than any gear choice you'll make.
Exactly. A hard court surface gives you a faster, more predictable bounce, but it's also unforgiving on your joints. Cushioned surfaces slow the game down, give you more time to react, but the bounce can be less consistent.
So you need to adjust your positioning, your footwork, even your shot selection based on what you're playing on, not just swing the same paddle harder.
Right. And from an injury prevention standpoint, this matters huge. Hard surfaces require different movement patterns, better shoes, more attention to your knees and ankles. That's real performance optimization.
Moving on to business news. 90% of pickleball facilities are getting their math wrong, and it's killing their business plans.
This is fascinating stuff, Marcus. Most facilities calculate revenue per court at something like $40 an hour. But that's not how the real numbers work.
The actual magic number is $1,200 per court. But that's understanding seven different revenue streams and real utilization patterns, not just court rental fees.
So you're talking lessons, leagues, tournaments, retail, food service, memberships. The successful facilities aren't just renting court time, they're building ecosystems.
Also this week, Major League Pickleball and the Dink launched regional showdowns, bringing amateur team play to pro tour stops.
This is huge for pathway development. The events are designed to give amateur players a clearer route into high-level competition while experiencing the atmosphere of professional pickleball.
So you get to play at the same venue, same weekend, feel what it's like to be part of that pro tour environment. That's smart marketing and smart player development.
And in other news, we need to talk about Denton. When police shootings happen at pickleball courts, you know America has changed.
The incident isn't just tragic news. It's proof that pickleball has conquered every corner of American life. Even violence finds us on the courts now.
It's sobering. 24 million Americans playing means we're everywhere. Parks, schools, community centers. We're part of the fabric now, for better and worse. Player perspective today, let's talk about the 3-second window for poaching. Most rec players either never poach or poach at terrible times.
So what should they be looking for?
Elite doubles players use specific visual cues. Is your opponent's paddle face open? Are they moving backward? Is their body position compromised? Those 3 seconds after ball contact, that's your decision window.
And when do you stay put?
When they're balanced, paddle face controlled, moving forward into their shot. Don't poach against strength. Poach against weakness.
Looking ahead, keep watching this surface science conversation. As facilities invest more money, court quality is becoming a competitive advantage.
And the amateur pathway stuff with MLP. If this model works, expect every major tour to start building these feeder systems.
That's Today in Pickleball for Friday.
New episodes Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Full coverage at FordHQ.com.
See you next time.